This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
He heard the shouts, saw the flashbangs, and smelled the gas on that sorry day. That's what Republican Congressman Fred Upton of Michigan said as he voted with 34 other Republicans and Democrats in the House to create a commission to investigate the attack on the U.S. Capitol building in January. But this bill's going to have a tougher time in the Senate. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Former President Trump is against the commission and has pushed Republicans not to support it, making this yet another test of GOP loyalty to him.
Once again, they are caving to Donald Trump.
Chuck Schumer's Democrats need at least 10 Republicans to back the bill. Some GOP senators say they will, though it's unclear how many. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More Israeli airstrikes across the Gaza Strip this morning. Our Joseph Krause reports from Jerusalem.
Israel said that the strikes carried out were targeting the homes of Hamas commanders that contained military infrastructure. It's also been striking at militant tunnel networks across Gaza. And residents said that they heard heavy airstrikes in Gaza City, in the Jabalia refugee camp in the north, and also in central and southern Gaza.
The U.S. is calling for Israel to wind down the fight against Hamas. Hamas militants fired thousands of rockets at Israel. Britain's Prince William has gotten his first COVID shot as that nation expands shots to younger people. He's 38. China says it's providing COVID vaccines to nearly 40 African countries. Here in the U.S., a Minnesota appeals court will hear arguments today on whether three former Minneapolis police officers charged in George Floyd's death should face an additional charge of aiding and abetting third-degree murder. Former officer Derek Chauvin was convicted last month of third-degree murder, among other charges. He's awaiting sentencing. This is AP News. Colonial Pipeline admits it paid ransom to hackers who disrupted its computer systems, leading to that pipeline shutdown and panic gas buying. Here's our Jennifer King.
The CEO of Colonial Pipeline told the Wall Street Journal he authorized a payment of $4.4 million in cryptocurrency to a gang of hackers who broke into his computer systems. Sources have told the Associated Press that in exchange for the ransom, Colonial received the software decryption key required to unscramble their data network. Joseph Blount told the Journal he knew it was a controversial decision, but he felt it was the right thing to do for the country. He agreed to the payment because the company didn't know the extent of the damage and wasn't sure how long it would take to bring the systems back online. The shutdown on May 7th led to panic buying and shortages at gas stations from Washington, D.C. to Florida. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Dow closed down 164 points yesterday. The NASDAQ and the S&P were down 2, 3, and 12 points. The latest from Wall Street. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.